All right, it is time to introduce our new segment, which will actually be coming to you on Mondays, but because I was on the coast milking my last vacation day with eclipses and the beach, we will roll it out not only today, but now.
Again, butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night!
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! I can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
Oh, that's really good.
That is good stuff. By the way, I got to point out, because you had the Tyree play, his first 5 years in the league, he had 16, 10, 5, 19, and just four catches in 2007. If somebody says, after his Super Bowl catch, how many balls did he catch in the NFL?
Like five?
Three. None.
Oh. Zero.
Yep, he was cut by the Giants. He hooked on with the Ravens and played on special teams, never caught a ball.
That's not very good. So again, like Steve said, this is usually going to happen Monday, final segment of the 4 o'clock hour, but it's just going to happen right now just because we want to. And, makes sense. We're going to bring up the biggest, most impactful performances from over the weekend, usually on a Monday. In this case, it's going to be since you left for vacation because, it makes sense. And again, it's Light 'em Up brought to you by Hop Valley's Light Me Up Lager, the perfect beverage for the big game. Light, crisp, easy to drink, and enjoy. Light Me Up Lager won't weigh you down like other beers can. Homegrown, brewed, canned right here in the WIT.
All right.
Very good. It's good beer.
Who feels like going first? How about I never go first?
Go first.
I'm the leadoff guy.
Look, bro, go first.
Giancarlo Stanton of the Marlins. Hit his.
Shout out, Chavvy.
It's lit.
Because it's lit. Because it's lit.
That's going to be a thing, too.
We are no help to society. He hit his 47th bomb today, and it wasn't that long ago we were talking about, man, this is going to be a great home run race, until it wasn't.
Yep.
He's now 13 ahead of Cody Bellinger in the NL. He's 11 up on Judge to lead the major leagues. He hit 12 bombs in July, jeez, 14 so far with a week left in August. And interesting, when he led the league in homers the one time in 2014, that was with 37. He's already 11 ahead of that. So as far as who's lighting him up, I'm going Giancarlo Michael Stanton.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
His buddy Scott just shouts him out. Why not?
Because it's lit.
All right, I'm going to go. My choice, Cavs GM Kobe Altman. Did you not know the Cavs GM was Kobe Altman? It's because he got hired literally a month ago to the day to replace David Griffin. We all know how that era ended in Cleveland. So before he got the big job, Altman had been Griffin's assistant, so fans maybe not optimistic. So Altman inherits the job. First thing he has to deal with is one of the best players in the NBA telling him he no longer wants to play for him and play with LeBron, wants to be traded. How does he respond? He was patient, listened to, vetted out trade offers he got, absolutely fleeced the Celtics in the end, gets Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, combined to average 43 points, 9 boards, 8 assists, along with Boston's first-round pick from last season, Ante Zizek, who, by the way, 7-footer, good development prospect, and they also get the Nets' first-round pick as part of the Paul Pierce deal, and the Nets are garbage. So, dude, he should just, like, pull a Costanza and just, all right, I did this trade, I'm done. It was a really good summer on the job, guys, but I kind of killed it. So have fun with the season. Yeah, that's mine. Kobe Altman all day long.
It's lit. Shout out Chavvy. Scott.
Scott.
Because it's lit.
Scott.
I'm going soccer with
Chavvy
mine.
And Scott.
I'm taking Manchester United for their pair of 4-0 wins over Swansea City and West Ham United in the Premier League.
The Hammers.
It's lit. Shout out Chavvy, Scott, because it's lit.
Because it's lit. Henrik Mkhitaryan has 4 assists. That's half of the 8 goals that United have scored in these 4 games. Romelu Lukaku, former Everton player, has 3 goals on the season. They scored three goals in 4 minutes against Swansea in the 80th minute, 80, 82, 84. Paul Pogba's playing like a world-class player that he is all over again. They are 2-for-2 in their 2 games so far in the Premier League, 8 scored, 0 conceded. Manchester United, they are lighting the Premier League on fire, along with Huddersfield Town, 2-for-2 in their 2 games in the Premier League. Only team to never lose a game in the Premier League.
Huddersfield Town definitely sounds like a thing, but I'm not sure it is.
They are the Terriers.
So Manchester United?
Yeah, they're lit.
It's lit!
It's lit!
Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So again, Light 'em Up, brought to you by Light Me Up Lager from Hop Valley. Light Me Up Lager, brewed with minimal ingredients for a clean flavor. Small additions of flaked rice create a crisp dryness, leading to a refreshing hop-kissed finish. Available on tap and in 16-ounce tall boys throughout Oregon and the Northwest.
All righty. And there you have it, a new segment introduced.
Oh, I really like that.
With a side order of Johnny Manziel.
Really like that.
Wow. This is going to lead down a path we might not want to venture.
It's so good.
But we'll find out like we usually
do. You know what it is, Steve?
It's lit!